are going to end our program today with a segment we call Heard on the Street. This is where we go out and find people making music, making sounds, being heard out in public. Today, we travel to, where else? New Orleans. Recapturing the magic that defined the Crescent City remains a challenge with former residents scattered across the country. But those who remain, with the help of some new faces, have been creating new traditions as well as resurrecting some old ones, like last weekend's Carnaval Latino. Independent producer Molly Peterson was there, and she brought us this audio postcard.
I never knew how bananas influenced New Orleans until Carnaval Latino. A century ago, tropical fruit sellers connected the city's port to Honduras. The capital's a sister city. Since then, this area has become a major Honduran population center. Freddie Omar is the Latin king of Frenchman Street. Turns out he was born in Honduras.
Vamos a presentar al gran Freddie Omar!
Freddie Omar has earned his New Orleans stripes, living here for more than a decade. After Katrina, Freddie's even got a new mint green house in the famous Ninth Ward Musicians Village. Like every New Orleans event now, Carnaval Latino is a negotiation between new traditions and old roots. The last Carnaval Latino was 12 years ago, but now it's found new life, and at least one Latino resident likes what it says about how things are changing.
My name is Rufino Saavedra. I've been here for 22 years.
The day I met him, Rufino's mission was to fill a U-Haul with earthquake relief for his homeland, Peru. Relentlessly upbeat, he got even people living in trailers to give a little.
Hispanics moved here to help to rebuild our destroyed region, and we're very proud of them. We need to live in the most diversified environment, and they are some Hispanics, Orientals, the Middle East, whites, you got blacks. I think all of us, we should live here in harmony.
Closer to the kids area, I met Rosa and Miguel Ponce, keeping an eye on their son, Manuel. They've spent 8 years in the U.S. and 5 months in New Orleans so far. Rosa sees work possibilities everywhere. She offered to clean my house. And Miguel told me he's been busy with rebuilding.
I got a lot of job, you know, I pay good, you know. That's what I like, Luciano.
Rosa's not alone in seeing financial opportunity in Nueva Orleans. One co-organizer of Carnaval Latino, Barry Kern, is famous around here because his Kern Studios produces Mardi Gras. The rest of the time, Barry's job is selling the city's culture around the world. He sees Latino newcomers as part of the new New Orleans.
The people that are here are the ones that are fighting for it. And, you know, the Latins have done so much to influence what New Orleans is today. I mean, we're going to be better for it.
That's the city's new spirit. Tentative, but hopeful. As evening became night and the iguanas took the stage, I saw people looking around at each other, trying to figure out what we add up to, who we are now, and, naturally, dancing.
That was independent producer Molly Peterson with what she heard on the street at Carnaval Latino in New Orleans. That's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow. We'll have more of our coverage of Hurricane Katrina 2 years later.